This is WSKG News. The race in the 22nd Congressional District is one of the most competitive in the nation, according to the Cook Political Report. Three-term Republican Richard Hanna is retiring, and at least five candidates are seeking the seat. The district stretches from Utica to Binghamton and includes all or part of eight counties. As the June primary approaches, Payne Horning takes a look at how the race is shaping up.
But this is one of our most popular wines here.
It's also sweet. Semi-sweet.
At the Finger Lakes Tasting Room in Cortland, owners Tom and Shannon Terwilliger await the arrival of Republican candidate Steve Wells.
Welcome.
Thank you.
No, you get one too.
Beautiful. Is this your place?
My wife's exactly.
Wells is making the rounds with local business owners in the eight counties encompassed by the 22nd District. He says too much regulation from the state and federal governments has made upstate New York highly uncompetitive.
We've had more than 30 years of bad economic policy in central and upstate New York that's led to an erosion of businesses fleeing New York State, and it didn't have to happen this way.
Wells, who owns the Syracuse-based American Food and Vending Corporation, says policies and politicians in Albany have been part of that problem, like his opponent, Assemblywoman Claudia Tenney.
She's surely not part of the solution. It's real easy to just throw stones, and I know she's had a habit of throwing stones, but it's not getting things done. That's the bottom line.
Wells and Tenney have traded multiple barbs over past campaign donations and debates. Tenney was elected in 2010 at the height of the conservative Tea Party wave. A lawyer and business owner, Tenney has also been an outspoken critic of many of her Republican colleagues.
She and I have had a disconnect on how to govern for a number of years.
Anthony Picenti is the executive director of Oneida County, the largest county in the district. He has endorsed Wells in the race, partially because of his disdain for Tenney. Picenti says Tenney has stood against several locally led initiatives, like the 2013 casino revenue settlement between the Oneida Indian Nation, Oneida and Madison counties, and New York State.
Yeah, and the leadership that's around, I mean, we've seen some things get accomplished here over the last several years, because we've worked together. She's not a part of any of that. And that's an issue.
The Oneida Indian Nation is supporting Tenney's opponents in this race like they did in 2014 when she challenged Richard Hanna in the primary. Hamilton College government professor Philip Klinkner says her maverick behavior has damaged relationships with other party leaders as well. She lost an endorsement on her home turf when the Oneida County Republican Committee voted to support Wells.
There's no love lost between her and local Republicans. But the issue is not how well she does in the county committee meetings. The issue is how well she does in the primary. And I think given the strong race that she ran against the incumbent in 2014, I think you've got to say that she's favored to win the primary.
Klinkner says Tenney is the favorite to win the Republican primary because of her strong name ID and because he thinks the district's Republicans are moving further right. Tenney agrees.
I have a strong conservative record. I'm very strong on guns. I'm pro-life. I'm all the things that Republicans stand for, I think, as a platform. I've been a constitutionalist and a common-sense business owner. I think that's what people recognize.
The third Republican in the race, George Phillips, is dean of students at a Catholic high school in Binghamton. He says the sparring between Wells and Tenney is the opposite of what voters and the country want.
I think we need to lead on ideas, and I think that's what's lacking now. Politics is becoming too personal. There's too much fighting.
Phillips says his experience on the Republican ticket for this district in 2010 before the boundaries were changed will aid his campaign. On the Democratic side, the National Democratic Party is backing Broome County legislator Kim Myers, a businesswoman whose father founded Dick's Sporting Goods. Former Oneida County legislator David Gordon is also trying to compete in the Democratic primary. The New York State Board of Elections has rejected his application's signatures, but he's challenging that ruling. Gordon says he would be a better symbol for the party than someone with a wealthy background.
With all the social issues going on in this country, I think it's more important that we get people involved in the process who know the everyday struggles of the people who inhabit this great district.
Even if Gordon is successful at getting on the Democratic primary ballot, Professor Klinkner gives the edge to Myers because of her financial and party establishment support. He predicts that a general election race featuring Tenney and Myers would likely turn the 22nd district blue.
So on the one hand, you have a district that's slightly more conservative than the national vote. On the other hand, I think the sort of forces are shaping up in this particular election to move it a little bit in the direction of the Democrats. So I think you're going to have a really close, hard-fought race in November.
Myers did not return multiple requests for an interview. Libertarian David Pasek is also running. In Cortland, I'm Payne Horning for WSKG News.
Congressional primaries in New York are on June 28th.